Matoivu, Oyalecha Yaakov, Mishkenoi Secha Yisrael. How goodly are your tents, Yaakov, Mishkenoi Secha Yisrael, your dwelling places, Yisrael. Now, not everyone says this pasuk. This pasuk is actually a quote from Bilam in Parshas Balak. He says, "Matayvo elecha Yaakov mishkenei secha Yisrael" in Kapitel Chav Dalet Pasuk Hey. But let's see a little about the rest of the paragraph that one should say when he enters the Beis HaKnesses. It says in the Nefesh Shimshon, "Bekadmoinim uva b'shem Arizal," it's born in the Kadmoinim in the name of the Arizal. "Hanichnas leBeis HaKnesses," when you enter a Beis HaKnesses, "Tzarech liyizor ma'oid," you have to be very careful and diligent, "les akev ma'at bepesach kredim sheyikonis," you have to wait ma'at, a little bit, how long he doesn't say, but ma'at, a little bit before you walk in, "laharis atzma yorei v'chored," you have to see yourself, you have to envision what you're doing. You have to have yira, and you have to be trembling. "Likonis beheichal malko shalaylam," you're walking, you're entering into the heichal of the melech of the world. "Venyin zemoyal ma'oy yalashleimah shal adam," this helps to get a person to become a shalim. "Velasoga v'zesoyu mikdashi tiro," you have to fear my mikdash. That's what the pasuk says. That's what we have to work on. That we walk into the basin. This is walking into the Baruch Shalom's palace. "V'zegam Hashem v'gemara Sanhedrin kovav amam beis v'inyin achi toifo shomer davar aloshen apazik v'bayis alikim nahalech v'rogesh v'rogesh with feeling v'romes gam v'regesh yisragish adam," a person should feel it. "V'yizdazeya beis mitzatzer v'basikim shu beis haknesses," a person should be trembling. He should feel what he's doing. He should have feeling when he's walking into the basic essence. I'm walking into the master of the world, the king's palace. "Oy kasu shemiyakish nesu pesu pesu nesu jayim asa pasuk v'ani b'roiv chazdecha ovoi v'esecha." Now that's the next pasuk when you look at Moshe Durham. "V'ani b'roiv chazdecha," as for me, "ani," and I, we explained last week what "ani," the shiftless Adam, he's supposed to be thinking, not "anoichi," but rather "ani." "Beroiv chazecha," through the abundance of your kindness, "ovoi veisecha," I will enter your house, talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom. "Eshtachave," I will prostrate myself, "alhecha kochecha," towards the sanctuary of your holiness, "beyirasecha," in awe of you, having awe. "V'sechavim b'roiv chazdecha," Sartre of Shum Shem Pinkus, and when you say the words "b'roiv chazdecha," "hu achesed ha'elyoin," "asher nosrichem elav tamid," it's the help, the assistance, the chesed that we get from the Rebbeinu Shalom always. "V'prak kishon nechnasim lechal melech l'shav v'kishosenu," specifically when you're walking in to the palace of the king, the melech 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 gadish baruch hu, you need to have chesed that he's going to listen to your back, he's going to listen to your requests. "Ki achesed hazeh hu nikri yeimed dekula v'achesham pazeh pazeh b'zneses us dikonez achach l'beitek neses," only after you say that pasuk should you enter the neses. People walk in and then say it, it's incorrect. Before you walk in, you have to say "Vani Berev Chazdech." He says a little bit further. He says, "Me'ata," from now, he went through Hoshtiko, but this is a summary which we'll get what we need out of it. "In noyik adam kefisha herlana arizal," if a person will do and fear himself, he will follow the way that Arizal told us. "Oitzer ma'at," he will wait a little. "Lefnei knisase beis haknesses," before he enters to the beis haknesses, "umas chalakshoy," and he's going to start thinking, "Mi ani? Who am I? I'm nothing. I'm nobody. Ulaan ani nechnas, and to whom am I entering? I'm entering into the melech melech and long melech baruch palace." But even Tivi who yearned to laachar v'yachshel atzma, even was yochni la'kanzik l'bayzeh. He's not thinking, how in the world can I even enter? I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. How am I entering into the king's palace? Doesn't even make sense. Because baruch ma'aznaisi v'klal li'kanes, the Baruch Shem, he invited me to come into his house, to his palace. Echad kamayni, imasmada sheliva perak doyla sheliva roshi who b'chinas rishus harabim v'chul. I'm nothing. My pad, my mouth, everything's nothing. My head, it's nothing. Person thinks like that. He's grabbing hold of this pasuk, and recognize that it's only in your great chesed the Baruch Shalom that you allow me even to come in to ask my rakashas. The tremendous chesed that even allows me to enter. Forget whether he's going to answer me. We're not even up to that yet. But the fact that the Baruch Hashem allows you to come into his house, into his palace, and request things, that's a tremendous chesed. This is a chesed, a great elyon, not just a stama chesed, a chesed elyon. Chenikur yay medukula, ha chesed elyon shebuchal midah shebeizu madregi yeshimun tabar adam, tamad yuchay de chesed zayi kanos ha-kadosh p'nima. Person, if he has this midah, he's the tremendous chesed of the Baruch Hashem, he realizes that and recognizes that, he's able to come into the inside, into the inner sanctuary of the Baruch Hashem. Ani b'rech chazecha o'vezecha, v'zehu yisoy gadol. And he ends, ki yadua, that's how Tikkun's Tfilah Koydim HaTfilah. He is Mesakin HaTfilah to say before davening. His point of creating this Tfilah, being Mesakin this Tfilah, was that we should stop and think for a moment before we daven. Know before who we're going in front of. What are you going to do? Who's found in this house? Not the other people. Whose house is this? What am I trying to accomplish by coming to this house? Rak habarev chazdecha. Only the greatness of the chesed of the Baruch Hashem. Atayme ezu tefila koydim, they shed tefila hayoy mosiya kamayesma. And if you do all this, your davening today won't be like yesterday's. It shouldn't be tefilas keva, meaning you're not thinking about it. I davened yesterday, I davened the day before, I'm davening again today. It doesn't mean anything. My davening now, if you're walking into Meir, shouldn't be like Mincha glass tefillah. My Mincha shouldn't be like Shacharis. In other words, every tefillah you're thinking about, what am I doing? What am I going into? Where am I going into? Who am I? The tremendous chesed Baruch Hashem that allows me to come in. Shayir kamay esma. Mishim eshraga lakach, tishtan etzakom tishat tefillah. A person can become accustomed to doing it this way, his entire tefillah, the entire face of his tefillah will be completely different. Powerful words. It says in the Siddur, Mikur atzilois, matayhu. Before Birchas HaShachar, any muski b'gemara shum tefila emerza. There's no tefila that's brought down in the Gemara to say. V'gam ha'tur any masker shum tefila, and it's not brought down in the Torah any tefila to say. The kasev is aloshin, v'acha sheniach tefillin, it says in the Torah, after a person puts on his tefillin, yisadr ha'brochis, he should be misadr, say the brochis, shetikin al-sidr ha'olam, v'anagos ad kanoshen. V'azochim ha'tefila is matayvu adayn olam. Doesn't say the tefila of matayvu, and doesn't say the tefila adayn olam. The kasev ha'rachreinim, mishimar shal, b'tshuva, simen samadal, mien b'amir is posik matayvu. He has a problem, he says he protests. How can you say matayvu? Why? What's wrong with matayvu? Like he should never be vilam. Or the kolol in Schavim. Matayvu that we quoted here in the pasuk in Parashas Balak was said by Bilam. He was saying what seemed nice, but he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael. His intention was to curse Klal Yisrael. How could you say it? And the Makor Tefillah says, "Veli hamalakit near leimar shalakach tiknu chacham chazal haslat tefillah pasuk matayvu." Why were they misakin specifically to start when you're walking in? Before you're walking, we said, "Sevani bechazal matayvu." He says this, k'deila haskel bo'is mem. Ma teivu starts with a mem. What's the mem? K'may shehiskel Rabbeinu HaKadosh Teiru Shevapeh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Father Teiru Shevapeh, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos, Hainu Mishnah Rishayinu Mishishah, the Mishnah Shemaschelas, Me'eimasai Kari Neshema. The very first word in Shishah Siddur Mishnah is Me'eimasai. Mem. Same mem that we're studying Ma teivu. And if you want to know, so why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh start Me'eimasai Kari Neshema? What's with the mem? Ishamekesh ba'osius mikra hainu me'emosai kairin eshema. It comes from that we have me'emosai kairin eshema. You have the letters mem from me'emosai, the kuf and the resh from kairin, and the aleph from es is mikra. Kedei l'ramah shemikra. Mikra meaning referring to the Torah shebiksav. V'Torah shebalpeh, and the Torah shebalpeh hu echad. He started the first Mishnah with the Me'emosai Kairin Neshama, which has the letters of Mem, Kof, Resh, Aleph, and Mikra. To tell you is that Torah Shebaalpeh is not a freestanding Torah, but rather is connected to the Mikra, to the Torah Shebiksav. Sheshneim Misinai Nasun L'Moshe Rabbeinu. Alav Hashalom Va'achis Tumasena. The twins. They're connected one with the other. The Torah Shebiksav Yichol Kaim Boi Torah Shebaalpeh. You cannot be Mekayim Torah Shebiksav without Torah Shebaalpeh either. Each one needs the other. Hashleim Ari Tamshes Chabein Ar Kodeshim Ois Mem. Maybe another reason. Ki Torah Shein Ar Kodeshim Esayim Im Lamed. The Torah ends La'enei Kol Yisrael. The very last letter is Yisrael. Last letter of Yisrael is a Lamed. Because if you finish here with a lamed, now after the end of after Torah Shebiksav finished, and any call Yisrael, Yisrael is the last letter, so you start in Torah Shebaalpeh, he wanted to start with the next letter, mem. Fascinating. But he didn't seem to answer. He gave different reasons why we start with my table, but he didn't seem to answer the mashals. Bumbakasha, how could you say Matevu Yalach Yaakov when it was said by Bilam, and his kavanah was to curse by Yisrael? He says Velinim Hamalakit Nir Leimar. He gives a reason why we say it, but what about the Mashal's problem? Maybe we'll get back to it. It says in the Avnei Elio, the Goyin, Heina Asara Devarim Shenasan LeYisrael Toya Mitzvos. Chochma bina ave yira nevur chedesh avoid and dvekis. These are 10 things when we get up in the morning. Takes out from our table. There are 10 things that everyone in Klal Yisrael get. It says in the Shara Shemayim in the Shlo Kodesh like this. Very interesting. We know that the Tzilas Shacharis is connected. Avram was misaken. Yitzchak was Misakim Mincha and Yaakov was Misakim Ma'ev. V'zelosh and Toitza is Chayim. V'bal HaReish is Chochma. V'tzorach sheyechav Maris HaPazim Maishi Pirish Parashat B'Reish Shenichnas Beit Knesset B'Siyur Gimel Avis. A person when he comes into the Beit Knesset should realize he's coming with the help of the Avis. Tahainu, the what? V'ani B'Rayv Chazdecha Avram. Is referring to when you say the word V'ani B'Rayv Chazdecha, think Avram. Why? Shu Isha Chesed. Abay v'shecha shachar v'heicha kashecha k'neged Yitzchak. That's k'neged Yitzchak. Those words. Neshahaya kadosh oyla tamima, because he was a kadosh. He was brought as an oyla with the carbon on the kedas Yitzchak. He was brought as an oyla. B'yosecha k'neged Yaakov shaman neira. So we have a connection between the obvious activation that when we're saying matayvu, we should realize this is all connected, building one on the other of Avsham Shem Pinkas. Telling us that you have to come in with I'm a nothing, Bani and I nobody, Beroy Chazdecha, your tremendous chesed. But one of the reasons why the Baruch Shalom gives the chesed? How do we have a right? Only because of the Baruch Shalom's tremendous chesed. But we also have Ovis. We have to work, we have to realize that the Ovis, when they were misaken the tefillahs, we're really just copying their tefillah. It's their tefillah still. When we daven, it's their tefillah that we're davening. We have to use that koyach, because we ourselves have mamish no shayas. It says in the Mogen Avram, in Or Chaim, in Ches, that in Shemayim, there are 12 she'arim for tefillah. And the 12 she'olim, the 12 she'arim, are connected to Yud Beishma. Each one has its own gate. Person should know and recognize that not everyone in Klal Yisrael is the same. Famous Chofetz Chaim, who says is that someone asks Chofetz Chaim, you know, there's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael. You have the Sfaradim, you have the Ashkenazim, you have Nusach Sfarad, Nusach Ashkenaz, you have the Chassidish, you have everything. Why are there so many? If we're all one, we should all be one. And he says, no, we're Faked, we're one. But when you have an army, if a country goes to war, it has a navy, it has an army, it has a sea of the navy, it has all different types of knowledge. You have to fight by water, by sea, by land, all different types. He says, so to Klal Yisrael, each faction of Klal Yisrael has a koyach, their own gate. Yidei Sha'arim. So we don't look at others and say, oh, they're doing it wrong. No. Everyone's doing it right. Everyone has a tafkid. Everyone's tefillah has to go in the same place. It says, in the Yalkut Medrash Taimon, on the pasuk, "Matoy boy alecha Yaakov Mishnei Sechi Yisrael." Mem gedoy lelomok going batei knesiyos ubatei medrashis. Shalom din hatayra behen shenitna larbaum yoyim shenem hatayra lach Yaakov Mishnei Sechi Yisrael. He says, "Ma toivu," the mem that we spoke about before, it's connected to 40 days that we Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. They went up to Shemayim that he got the Torah. So you connect when you go to a Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses, that's why we sing Ma Toivu. He add building again on what we said before from the Siddur Mekorah Tfilas, not just the mem of the Torah Sheba Peh like we explained from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, but the mem represents the 40 days. It says in Rabbeinu Shmuel Marishayna, but they tefillah Mishkanei Sechi Yisrael, but they tefillah she'oskim b'divrei Torah, she'hem netuyin k'necholam erev m'meim. He says is that Mishkanei Sechi Yisrael, matei v'oy alecha Yaakov is the tefillah, and the Mishkanei Sechi, matei v'oy alecha, the alecha is the tefillah, and Mishkanei Sechi Yisrael is the Bet Beis Medrash. It says, brought down alecha, that after a person daven, they're supposed to learn right away. There's a connection between the Torah and between the tefillah and the Torah. It says in Rabbeinu Avigdor, "Elu batei knesiyos shel kol ha'olam u'shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoychein b'seichem." When it says "Matayv Elecha Yaakov Mishkanei Secha Yisrael," he says that the shame of the Rabbeinu Shalom rests within these places. Shoychein b'seichem. It rests within the batei knesiyos of the world. Shneima Hashani shoychein b'seichem v'ayim ha'shoychein oysam b'seich tumoysam. And he says, and it says in Vezehu, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. We say in Shabbos Nachamu, in the Aftarah, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beiz Nechamos Nechamti Lechem Begolos, Shehen Shkulim Ki Karbonis. There are two Nechamos that I gave when you're in Golos that they're connected to Karbonis, Torah and Tefillah. There are two things that we have. We don't have Beis HaMikdash anymore, unfortunately. We had Shemesh B'Zeichet to have the third and final and everlasting Beis HaMikdash rebuilt shortly. But what do we have now? Torah and Tefillah. V'zeru Dabra Alev Yerushalayim Dibru Zeh Torah Shneh V'Dabra Hashem V'Shkulu Ki Karbonis V'Chaperis and Torah Shalim Deh Shneh V'Zeh Torah La'Ol Mincha V'Chomi Karbonis. By davening and learning, a person accomplishes bringing Karbonis. How can a person be makir from himself? Elazut Tefillah Shneh V'Avoy Des Alev. A person can makir Yakriv Mikem. That doesn't mean he says that he's not bringing a carbon from yourself. What do you give of yourself? Avoid this halev. Tefillah. And he says that Bilam doesn't understand this concept, and that's what he was saying over here. When it says v'zeh, Elu yutchas brachas sheish bam tevis kaminyan shar shemayim. The zeh has 18, the zeh is a gematria of 18, which in the 18 brachas shemayim esrei is kaminyan, is the same gematria as the amount of words, I didn't count it, but the amount of words that are in Avigdor, the amount of words that are in shemayim esrei is the same gematria as shar shemayim. The gates to shemayim, you want to know how you get to the gates of shemayim, is through tefillah. Through shemayim esrei in Avigdor. It says, the next pasuk we say, that is brought down in capital Hey pasuk Ches, and it says, Rashi says, "Vani Ovoy Veisecha, I am coming to your house, to the Baruch Shalom's house, L'chodesh L'cha, to be made to give thanks to you, B'rayv Chazdecha Shavaisan L'harayisayinu Nik Nekama Mehem." He says that with this pasuk is a reference to the Baruch Shalom taking care of Klal Yisrael's enemies, and that's what we're saying. It says in the Tzudas David, when we say the word, B'yirasecha, it means in fear of you or in awe of you. He says, a person shouldn't, I'm in fear of the Rebbeinu Shalom and I don't think about other people. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that a person should not hear other people say when he's following Ratzon Hashem. A person's gonna daven, let's say he's in the street and it's the Zman and he's gonna miss davening and he doesn't have a chance to get a minyan, he's gonna daven, I can't daven, I'm gonna look weird. People are gonna say you're crazy. Or you're doing a chumrah and other from people are gonna say you're crazy. Doesn't work like that. When you're doing that, voidless Hashem, you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, don't be scared of everyone else. You only have fear for the Ratzon Hashem, you don't think about anybody else. Says in the Radak, and says in the Malbim, there's a big difference between the person who davens to the Baruch Shalom, and according to the Goyim, who they bow down to the Getchkes, the very deserve. A guy, when he goes and davens his avodah zarah, he davens because he's scared of evil. But right to the ratzoi said by Yerelai, he tells his avodah zarah, like, protect me, don't hurt me. Until he protects him from the rat, this is all hevel. It's nothing. When he realizes that this getchka is nothing, it has no ear, it has no life, it's a nothing. It's nothing but a piece of wood or a stone, or whatever it is. It's nothing. It's hevel. It's its ear. Then he'll leave it. But rather, when I come to the Baruch Shem, b'roit chadecha v'vesecha. I'm not coming to the Baruch Hashem because I'm scared of fear. I'm scared that something's going to happen to me. Baruch Hashem is going to hurt me. Or someone else is going to hurt me. I realize the tremendous chesed that Baruch Hashem does. Doesn't mean a fearing of the Rebbeinu Shlom, but rather I'm in awe of you. A person is supposed to be fear his father. You're not supposed to fear your parents. There's kibud av aim and there's a fearing. You're not supposed to fear your parents. This person is supposed to be scared of his parents. It doesn't mean fear. It means to be in awe of them. You have to be in awe of the Rebbeinu Shlom, of his greatness, of the realness of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Next pasuk, Hashem Ahavti Hashem, I love Ma'ayin Beisecha, the shelter of your house, and Mekoy Mishkan Kvodecha, V'ani Ashtacha Ve'Vechra, and I'm going to prostrate myself and bow ever Cholotei Hashem Oisi, and I'm going to kneel in front of Hashem, my Maker, V'ani, and I, Tzilasi Lecha Hashem, I'm davening to you Hashem, Eis Ratzon, let it be an Eis Ratzon. Elikim, Beroy Chazdecha Neni Be'Mishishecha. Hashem, because of Beroy Chazdecha, the same lashon we had before, in the beginning, Aneini, answer me Be'Mishishecha, with the truth of your salvation. It says, Hashem Ohafti Me'oin Be'Secha, Umekoy Mishkan Kvodecha. Kapitel Chav Zayin Pasuk Ches in Tehillim. It says in the Malbim, Hashem, Ein ani ba'al mitzvah Hashem mitzad hergel. I'm not coming to the Beis HaKnesses because I'm used to it. Rak mitzvah shahachti ma'am Beis Echa. Rather, I love coming into the Baruch Shalom's house. I love the shelter of the house of the Baruch Shalom. Mitzad ahava v'cheshet pnimi. Because of my ahava and my desire, my inner desire, my inner love for the Baruch Shalom, that's what I'm searching for. When we're saying these words, Hashem Ahafti Me'oim Beisecha, we should be thinking this. We shouldn't just be going and saying, I need something. You want to go in just to be with the Rebbeinu Shalom. These words are, it's unbelievable. It says, the next pasuk, it says, Boyu Nishtacha V'Nechro Nivrcha Ofnei Hashem Moisein. Zok the Radak. Boyu, Yoimu Ish L'Ochir, Boyu V'Nishtacha Ki Chayovan L'Hoydis V'Lechroi L'Ofnei B'Chom Minikriyas. I'm coming to you, the Rebbeinu Shalom, because I have such thankfulness to you, I'm doing everything I can. I'm prostrating, I'm bowing, I'm bending my knees, whatever it is, because I have such idol to the Baruch Hashem. It says in the Malbim, Boyu avanachna einanu makir moisit chila de maisa akorlim. Ki enachnu boyu nishdachem enichol neshem. Oy babo she borra klala matzias. Rak babo she ua sani. The reason is because you're my maker. That's it. Boyu nishdachem enichol neruchol neshem. I say, you created me. You're my maker. So also, Eisen l'olam. You made me into a nation. You made us call yourself. Shenach nasi goes to the chila de tevasa mi'chalim. Unbelievable. The last pasuk. Anish vilasi lochash meisrotz and the kimber chadech anein b'mishishah. Zok Rashi in the capital samotes posik yudalev. He eist vilasi eisrotz. He asked the Baruch Shalom that the time now that I'm davening should be eisrotz. Should be a time that the Baruch Shalom should accept it. It says in the Mitzvot David, "Aval ani espalu fenecha v'nein apayin alalagam." Eisrotz. I'm going to daven to you now. I'm not going to worry about what other people are saying. They're going to say you're davening to the God. He's not going to help you. He can't help you. I'm diving anyways. I realize the Baruch Hashem is the true one that can only help me, and that's when you're diving. It says in the Malbim. You're going to answer me because of a tremendous chesed. You gave Tacha when he gave Tacha to Yaakov, you know, to Klal Yisrael, he's going to take care of Klal Yisrael. That's it. This is a little bit of what we're supposed to be thinking when we say Matovu and realize what it is that we're saying. We can end with the Beirach Moshe on the topic of Hanukkah, which starts tomorrow night. Thanks, Hashem. Unbelievable word, and maybe we'll be able to tie everything together with an answer to our question of Matuivo Ilech Yaakov and Bilam. It says in the Beirach Moshe, Haneiros Alon Madlikim Anis Alon Afloys Al Chuz Alon Mechamish Esut Al Sinav Yom Yom Bezman Azeh. Aidei Koyne Chak Doish Mechamish Shemani Mechanaka. Haneiros Alon Koyne Shem Ben Alon Shush Dan Rem El Reisim Lakti Lahoydis Lahal Lashim Chagal Anis Evan Sal Al Yishu Esecha. This is what we say, Haneiros Alolu, we say it in Davening, we say it Alon Nisim. The nearer behektim kushes the Beis Yosef. Famous kasha from the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef had a kasha. What was this kasha? We understand there was enough light. The Pach Shemun was found and it had enough for one night. It lasted for 8 nights. So why are we making it? Nace only happened 7 nights. The first night, there was enough for the first night. So we should have Hanukkah and we fish 7 nights. Famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. Hundreds, maybe thousands of tirutz. The Taz answers that a concept that we know. Habrocha eini shayir ba'itarekani. A nes cannot happen. Brocha is not shayir on something that's empty. What does that mean? It's brought down in halacha. When you bench, you're supposed to make sure there's a little crumb or bread on left on the table. Because it needs this, a brocha has to be shayir on something. There's a concept of ein davish yesh, there's no concept of yesh me'ayin. Yesh me'ayin means is that something from nothing. There's only one thing, there's only one possibility of something coming yesh me'ayin, which means something from nothing, and that's the branch. But anything in this world that's around, that you can create something, when you have a nace. Elisha, he wanted to make a nace, the lady was poor, he said, what do you have in your house? L'chiv v'boyis, what's in your house? She said, I have oil. He said, fine. You're going to take that oil. She went and collected 390 jugs, whatever it was, 391, and she poured it in. But she needed to have something. Because there's a concept, you can't from nothing take something. You have to have something first. Yaakov had 12 stones, they made them into one. But you need to have something. You can't start from nothing. He says, Taz answers that the reason why the first night was also a nace was because they didn't use all of it. You have to leave some over. Because if you're going to use the whole first night, you're left with no oil. And then how's the nace going to happen on the second, third, fourth, fifth day? So you need to have a little left over. So the first night it burnt, although it didn't burn the whole way, that was the nace. How's that shaped in the past? Fact, Dafike Yehuda. I don't know who that is, but he has a push the kasha. He says, the end of it, I'm a combination of the Birch Sadikim. Shame, I'm a Birch Sadikim. I just asked the question, really. That's only if Elisha does it. Their Barnishah made this nace. What does this have to do with any? It could be Yesh Me'ayin. The Bereshit could create Yesh Me'ayin. So if that's the case, the first night you didn't, it could have burnt all the way down. You didn't need it. That was a regular tavern, and that's it. So what's that? And he answers, the Tushas Yontav answers, Ki be'emes neis Chanukah yidei tefilas ha-tzadikim. The nace of Chanukah happened was through the tefilah of the tzadikim. She'espa'alu al-Hashem, she'yitesefes shefa al-Hashemen. They davened there should be extra shefa on the Shemen. V'shapit sotku divrei ha-terizor, she'yehechru, she'yishor ma'ashem v'yem rishon l'locho b'ar-brocha, kim she'nas neis b'koyach tefilas ha-tzadikim. He says, no, it wasn't from the Baruch Hashem, it was a nest that was done by the tzaddikim, and therefore you need to have something extra. Unbelievable. He says, and that's what he says, that's why he also says, we say, the reason why you're not allowed to use the oil, you have to, the oil is muktza. We don't use the oil for our own purposes, you're not supposed to, you know, read by the candles of the Hanukkah. He says, it's because it's, they davened, not for themselves, they daven for the kavod of Shemayim. And because they daven for the kavod of Shemayim, therefore the Ribono Shel Olam made a nes, but it's accredited to them. And because of that, we say it's muktzah to remind us that they didn't daven for themselves. They didn't daven so there should be a glory for them. They davened that to the Ribono Shel Olam there should be a glory for the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ribono Shel Olam's name should be great. That's why they davened. That's the reason why the first night is also a Yom Tov and a Nes. Perhaps we can answer. We're about to walk into the Beis HaKnesset, to the Ribono Shel Olam's palace. What are we supposed to be thinking? Bilam! He thought that he was in control. What you see is not always what you get. I saw a story. There was a poor person. He lived in a town, a very poor person. And he was getting married. So he scratched together some money, he got some material, and he couldn't go to a professional tailor. He went to a second-rate tailor and said, "Listen, can you make a suit for me?" "No problem." He comes the day before the wedding to try on his beautiful new suit. He's like, "Mr. Taylor, this hand, it's 6 inches short. My hand's sticking out all the way." Taylor says, laughs, smiles, and says, "Just pull in your hand, 6 inches. What's the problem? It'll look perfect." He says, "No, but Mr. Taylor, my other hand, it's 6 inches too long." He says, "No problem. Stick out that hand 6 inches more." He goes, "But Mr. Taylor, the foot, it's twisted. I can't wear this." Taylor smiles and says, "Sure you can. Just twist your leg when you're walking down to the chuppah. Twist your leg like you're sort of jumping down and it'll fit perfectly." He didn't have a choice. Came time to the wedding, Bahia Yayim. He starts walking down the aisle and all the people are gasping. Wow, they can't believe Nebuch, this poor Kala, that she has to marry this guy. He's all disfigured. He's got one arm is very short, one arm is very long. His leg is twisted. He's Nebuch, I mean, he's an invalid, the poor guy. Nebuch, this poor Kala. And then they all look and say, "But wow, look at that. An amazing tailor. The tailor got every little detail of this guy's problems. He's got it. It fits him perfectly." Great story. What we see, they all saw that this guy Nebuch was an invalid. If I cared. No, he wasn't an invalid. He was perfectly fine. The clothing was the bad thing. The tailor messed up. Bilam is coming. He's going to have kavonis of what he's going to do and curse Klal Yisrael, and he thought he was all powerful. What's the lesson? We start off Bilam trying to curse Klal Yisrael. Doesn't work. The Ribono Shel Olam runs the world. The Ribono Shel Olam is everything. And I come into the Beis HaKnesset. It's with the tremendous, I realize that it's all with the chesed of the Ribono Shel Olam. It's the chesed of the Ribono Shel Olam that allows me to come into his Beis HaKnesset. He allows me to come into his sanctuary. And my tefillas, as we start off before Shemini Esrei, Hashem Sefrasai Tiftach. Ribono Shel Olam, open my mouth. Without the davening, we're saying, Ribono Shel Olam, open my mouth. We can't do anything ourselves. No matter what we see, we should see, you think sometimes Yenim has a kayak to do this, Yenim, it all comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. And before you walk into the basic nesses, these are some of the thoughts that we should try to have. Not so easy to do, but if we can accomplish this, hopefully it can change our whole feeling.